Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israelis have spoken. They have re-elected Prime Minister Netanyahu, and now he must form a government. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to this broadcast table and tells us how this will all come about.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, the first step in the election process is over. On last Tuesday, the people went to the polls to vote. Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to have a fifth historic term. Do you think this was the way it was supposed to go, or did you think it, he brought it back from almost disaster?
I would go with your second choice. It really was looking bad in the sense that a new party had arisen almost out of nowhere, to be truthful, and within 3 months or so managed to pull an unprecedented over 30 seats. The challenge was real, but he did manage to overcome some very bad handicaps.
Winky, which way do you think he'll go? Will he try to form a unity government or go right-wing government?
No, he's going to go right-wing. His only problem is a balancing act.
I imagine that Iran's going to still be the number one threat and the problem he'll have to deal with. But also, he made a promise about annexing the settlements, the Jewish communities out there in Judea and Samaria, and taking sovereignty over them for the Israeli government. Those are going to be two big chores that he's going to try to pull together. Would you agree?
I would agree. I think with help with President Trump, we're dealing as best we can at the present moment with Iran. As for the issue of what's going to happen in the sense of the status of Judea and Samaria, I would think that Netanyahu meant to extend as much as possible Israeli law to the people and avoid the issue of actually dealing with territory, holding it over the heads of the Arabs until they answer to President Trump's plan of the century.
Winky Medad explaining how the prime minister will be elected by the right-wing political parties in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Israeli body politic has put Prime Minister Netanyahu in a position to form the next Israeli government. That statement is a statement of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 7, speaks of Jews from around the world being regathered. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 8, states a Jewish government will be restored. This election in 2019 is tangible evidence of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. As Prime Minister Netanyahu forms a government and moves into the future, we can see the enemies of Israel forming a coalition of Islamic states to try to destroy the Jewish state. That's Ezekiel chapter 38. Bible prophecy is in the process of being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...